today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland and special guest Billy Brim as they emphasize the authority of the believer. Take your stand against the elements of this world and walk in victory. Here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Sister Billy's back with us, and she's loaded. You're going to like what she has to say. Welcome, Billy.
Oh, thank you so much, and really I am. It just happened last night. I want to share something that just happened last night.
Okay, good.
Just hot off the presses.
Okay.
And it's going to deal with authority of the believer. That message right now is the one that God is so heavily anointing me to preach
Praise
and teach.
God, I like that
I just
message.
Went up to Bishop Butler's up in Detroit, and that heavy anointing came. We did an authority conference in Oklahoma City in March, and that heavy anointing
Praise
came.
God.
Because God wants to get this over to his people.
That's right. It's
the
so
believer's
important.
Authority. Oh, my
Life
goodness gracious, sex alive. Now, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, I used to do his books, and this book outsold every other book 10 to 1. And I'm going to read to you what Brother Hagin said in his foreword. Kenneth E. Hagin, Sr. Back in the 1940s, I asked myself the question, do we have authority that we don't know about, that we haven't discovered, that we're not using? I had had little glimpses of spiritual authority once in a while, like when he raised the dead, things like that.
Yeah.
But like others, I stumbled upon it and had exercised it without knowing what I was doing. I wondered, is the Spirit of God trying to show me something? So I began to study along this line, think along this line, feed along this line, and I began to see more and more light. Then I came across a wonderful pamphlet entitled The Authority of the Believer by John A. Macmillan, a missionary to China and the Philippines. As a result of my study, I concluded that we, as a church, a body of Christ, have authority on the earth that we've never yet realized. Authority that we're not using. A few of us, I want you to remember this paragraph. A few of us have barely gotten to the edge of that authority, but before Jesus comes
there's
going to be a whole company of believers who will rise up with the authority that is theirs. They will know what is theirs, and they will do the work that God intended they should do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, last night, we saw that company in action, and I'm going to tell you about that. But you know, he referenced John A. Macmillan. So this is John A. Macmillan, which inspired Brother Hagin. This is what he said in the preface of his book. The rapidly approaching end of the age is witnessing a tremendous increase in the activity of the powers of darkness. Then he gives several things that he saw, but he died in 1956. So we have really seen the increase in the powers of darkness. To meet the situation, the Church of Christ needs a new conception of prayer. The urgent call is for men and women wholly yielded to the Lord, whose eyes have been enlightened to see their ministry in the heavenlies to which they have been called. Such believers may, in union with the great head of the body, exercise an authority to which the powers of the air must give place wherever challenged. Now,
Amen.
Remember Brother Hagin's last paragraph. A few of us have barely gotten to the edge of that authority, but before Jesus comes again, there's going to be a whole company of believers who will rise up with the authority that is theirs. They will know what is theirs, and they will do the work God intended they should do. Last night, right there at the parsonage with you, we saw a company of believers working together in their authority. And I want to tell you about it. Now, for 1 week, the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center gave out some dire predictions. They said 60 million people should watch out for strong storms. The nastiest weather was predicted for an area from Houston north into Iowa. Quote, this type of environment will support supercells capable of all hazards, although large hail appears to be the primary severe threat, forecaster said. They called it a PDS. P as in Paul, D as in David, S as in Sam. PDS, particularly dangerous situation. They alerted the whole country. And forecaster said last week, now I'm taking this off of this morning's news. Forecasters said last week that the nation could have seen significant tornadoes Tuesday, but conditions weren't right for the biggest storms. So what they predicted didn't happen.
Conditions.
Now, yeah, the conditions changed. Now, here they were. The storms were coming. And our graphics department put up on Facebook graphics that I'm going to have them show you now of a tornado. And it says, occupy your dominion over storms and tornadic activity. It shall not come near. And they quoted Psalm 91. And, you know, it shall not come near your dwelling. And then we said to the people, we are standing with you against these storms. Well, the people then, somebody else picked that graphic up. Somebody else picked that graphic up. You know how social media does. And so the people then began to respond. So last night I'm down at your house. The lightning is going. The storm is going. And so I went online to our Facebook page. And people all over the country, a company of believers using their authority, started writing in. And I'm going to read you some of the things they said. Diane, she said, prayed authority over the Oklahoma City, Norman, Del City, Midwest City, Choctaw, and all surrounding cities. Now, we had gone, the Lord had told us to go to Oklahoma City, greater Oklahoma City area, and have an authority conference in March. And one of the reasons was that a lot of storms have come through there and hit more Oklahoma and wiped out a lot of area. So she's down there taking her authority. And the weatherman came on. She gives his name. And the weatherman said it was a miracle that there have been no tornadoes, even though they had given us a PDS, particularly dangerous situation, warning for the path of the storm today. Yes, he actually used the word miracle.
Praise God.
Virginia.
Isn't that awesome?
There were hundreds of
these. We need a copy of that.
What the people say and what they said.
What he said on there.
And Virginia, she says, we took authority over El Reno, Oklahoma, where we live. There was a wall cloud with circulation out our back door, and we told it, no, you will not produce a tornado.
Right.
It moved out quickly, and it started to hail. And then we said, no, there will be no hail, and it stopped. I give God all the glory.
Yes, glory to God.
And this is Nathan. He said, we took authority over here in Alva, Oklahoma, where I live, and watched the hail stop. And the red part of the storm moved around the town where I live.
Praise
he was watching
God.
That, you know,
That's
how
awesome.
They do that. Then someone writes in, Cindy, took authority in Moore, Oklahoma. Moore is the one that has been hit so hard with tornadoes in the past. Nanette writes, this is all on Facebook, and we're going back and forth with this. I have seen many miracles since watching Gloria stop a storm on video. Oh, I know what that was. That was that time that you were in that. Where were you preaching? No. That time that the roof caved in. The roof
where
caved in on
it?
You, and you were preaching.
Yeah. Where was it?
Tallahassee.
That was a long time ago.
But listen what this lady says. I have seen many miracles since watching Gloria stop a storm on video. I remember the roof caved in, and you just kept on preaching, didn't you?
I did.
And they moved the people out. So she saw that, and that inspired her, and then she's done it since.
Praise God.
So I posted last night when I'm going back and forth with these people. You came into my bedroom, and we agreed and took our authority over the Fort Worth area. And then I posted that. I put the little chat up. I posted that Miss Gloria and I had just taken our authority over Fort Worth. Then Linda writes in, praise the Lord. I love you both. Trusting God with you too.
Isn't that amazing what you can
do? Yes, what you can do. Here's what I want to say. It's a company of believers. And they were all working together last night.
Yeah.
Now, we got chats from Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, all the Central Plains states. And California wrote in, we're standing with you.
Praise
so people
God.
In other parts
Unified.
Of the other parts of the United States, they were that company of believers, and they wrote in, we're standing with you. They were taking part with us. They saw it happening. Anne Marie from San Antonio wrote, wow, you just about got the whole of the USA covered. And it was like that. They were all coming in. Now, how about standing and praying with San Antonio for a radical change in everything and everyone's lives? Sure would appreciate it. Well, Anne Marie, we don't have authority over everything and everyone's lives. We only have authority over Satan, demons, and demonic activity. But we have that authority.
And so do you if you're born again.
And so do you. Every person at their new birth is given authority. Oh, and they may not know it, but the devil and demons have to obey you.
Yeah, and until you find that out, they run over you.
That's exactly right. But you found it out a long time ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, tell about that airplane time with the tornado when you were...
Oh, we were going... We were in the air, and we saw in the distance this funnel come down.
You saw it from the plane's window?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Out the cockpit window. And it just started coming down. And we said, "You get back up there in the name of Jesus." And it went... and gone.
Gloria, that must have been a smaller plane if you were in the cockpit.
Well, I wasn't flying.
Yeah, but you were up there.
But when it was years and years ago, yeah. So I'm sure it wasn't legit. But anyway, it worked.
It worked. And you
could see it. You could see it. It went right back up there. And that's just, I think that was way back in maybe 67 or something. And it was amazing. It just went.
You saw that tail go up?
Yep.
You told it to go up?
Get back up there in the name of Jesus.
That's the thing to do. Tell them to go up. Mm-hmm. And, of course, people who live in Oklahoma.
Or dissipate. A lot of times with storms, you say, "Dissipate. I command you to dissipate. Don't you go anywhere. You dissipate in the name of Jesus."
Well, you know, the Lord told us to have an authority conference in Oklahoma City, the greater Oklahoma City area.
That's good.
And we did it in March. And throughout my lifetime, the Lord would, he would quicken me about Oklahoma City. Now, I was born in Tulsa, and grew up around that area, but he would quicken me about Oklahoma City. Once was April 18th, 1995. Shelley and I were doing a meeting for Norval Hayes, and we stayed up there in a motel he had up on the road, and then behind it was a church. And so Shelley and I were walking over to the church, and we heard this boom loud. I heard this boom loud explosion. I said to Shelley, "Did you hear that?" And she said, "No." We went on in the church, and we were just weeping and crying. And Norval came in, and he was weeping and crying. And the only thing I can tell you was we just wept and interceded really the whole night. The next morning, April 19th, 1995, the Murrah Building, federal building in Oklahoma City, was bombed, and 168 people died. And more than 300 injured, buildings destroyed everywhere. And so then throughout the years, when something would happen, a shooting in Edmond, a post office shooting in Edmond, of course, all this wicked weather that would come through. And every time it would quicken to me in my spirit about Oklahoma City. Then last year, a woman who worked for, I think it was Vaughn Foods Distribution, she was beheaded. One of her fellow employees who had recently converted to Islam cut her head off. Now, this was not in Syria or Iraq. It was in Oklahoma City. And so the Lord said to me, "Go to Oklahoma City area and do a conference." So we did. Now, we're praying out at Prayer Mountain before the conference. And before the conference, they're praying for me to have utterance and this and that. We're our prayer group out there. And suddenly, Francine, this French lady, stood up and said, "You will establish Goshen." Mm-hmm. When she said that, I saw a map of the United States, like in a mini vision. And there were little areas around in it, kind of shaded out, like you see in the flu season, when they show you, well, the flu is hitting these areas, and it'll have little areas where the shaded out. Mm-hmm. Well, I saw this mini vision, this quick vision, and the Lord said to me, "These are areas where the believers have established Goshen." Well, I knew what that meant. Gloria, I've got these scriptures down here for you. When the children of Israel were over in Egypt, and they were terribly persecuted, they were slaves. This was the end of the time they were over there. The Lord says in Exodus 8:22, finally, he says, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh doesn't let his people go, so he has to send the plagues. And he sends the plagues in Exodus 8:22. God says, "I will sever," that means cut out.
Yes.
"I will sever in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that I am Jehovah in the midst of the earth." Mm. So the children of Israel lived in a land of Goshen, and God severed it. He cut it out. And the plagues didn't go there. This is Exodus 9:22. "And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch forth your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, of all man, upon beast, and every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. Moses stretched forth his rod toward the heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire ran along the ground, and the Lord mingled with the hail upon the land. So there was hail, verse 24, so there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt. Verse 26, only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel was, where there was no hail.
God.
Remember, Hallelujah. We read someone, they stopped the hail last night. Exodus 10:21. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thine hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They could not see one another. They neither rose from any place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings.
Right.
So there's what God did. That's what God did. He severed Goshen. Now, we're in Branson. We're praying about this authority of the believer conference. And the Lord tells us one quick word through this French lady. You shall establish Goshen. I saw the map. I saw the areas. And the Lord said, this is where the believers have established Goshen. Back in the days of the children of Israel in the old covenant, God had to sever Goshen. But now we are given the authority on the earth, right, and we can establish Goshen. You can establish Goshen over your house. Mm-hmm. That's where the enemy cannot come. You can establish Goshen over your town, over your church, over your school. You do it with the authority of the believer. You establish an area where the enemy cannot come and where he has to obey you. You do it every morning. You sit in your chair. I recommend everybody get that book, Authority of the Believer by Macmillan. And we have a little book that tells you just how to do it. Just how to sit in your chair every morning and take authority over the enemy and tell him what he can and cannot do. You plead the blood over you. You plead the blood over your children. You saw that last night. There was a wickedness in that tornado. Mm. But the people, I like that one where they said, we told the tornado to dissipate, it dissipated. We told the hail to stop, it stopped.
Praise God.
He's just the same.
Yeah.
He's still, but now we have to establish the area that doesn't know what's coming in the world.
That's right. We said to that tornado that day in the airplane, we saw it off in the distance and it was coming down. Said, you get back up there in the name of Jesus. And he went,
you established Goshen over your airplane.
That's right. Over the whole area.
Yeah,
really,
over the whole area.
Right up. You talk to storms and you talk to things. And I've been on the freeway, and a car hit something and made it turn on its side like that. Mm-hmm. And I said, you get back down there in the name of Jesus. And
that was a car ahead of you, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got authority, and we need to get in the habit. People that don't meditate on it, think about it, see it in the scripture, learn it, they don't think about it. They might say, yeah, we got authority, but then in the moment
they don't
of crisis,
use it.
That you talk fear or something. So you have to get the word in your heart about your deliverance, and then you have to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Billy and I'll be right back.
Over 114 million people have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior through Kenneth Copeland Ministries and the ministries we support around the world. Thank you, partners, for helping to reach the lost and win souls for Jesus. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We have a 24-hour prayer line and prayer